Torah brings down, and Mechaber writes this, the Torah brings down that based on the Gemara, that there's a chilek between Yesh by David Tameh Be'ejoy and by David Tameh Be'ejoy. So if there is a David Tameh Be'ejoy, then it has to be the Yoshev in a way that he's able to see it. And that creates the Gemara's Mechadish, that Mirsa is enough. Even though the Mishnah said that HaChilev Goyish HaChala Ve'im Yisrael Eyu, the Chazal answered it, and the Mechadish says Im Yisrael Eyu, then it's Mutter. The Gemara said that you don't need Yisrael Eyu the whole time, it just means that he's able to see it, that creates the Mirsa. Now, the Rishash Redos, that the you would have a Havamina that you need Yisrael Mamish. Why? Because maybe the Isra of Chalav Akum is out the Isra of Chasnas. So just like they answered Bishal Akum because he might come close Shaykhis Tagoy to Chalav Akum, also they answered like that. Kamashal know that the basis for Chalav Akum is out the Chshash of Iruv, and therefore as long as you create a Mirsus that there's no Chshash Iruv, that's going to be enough. Now, so that's the Torah. The Torah wants to say that if there's no David Tameh Be'ejoy, then sitting Yoshev is enough. So the Prisha understands that the Yisoid is based on Mirsos. That sitting there is enough to create a Mirsos. And then you just have to understand what should be the Chiluk, that if there's a Vadi David Tameh, then you need Yisoid Re'eu to create the Mirsos. You have to be able to stand up and see it. But if there's no David Tameh Be'ejoy, then sitting there enough would be to create a Mirsos.
For him not having
Chol
in the Kli
that's
something before.
Right. So Chayra, it's not right. Chayra, the way the Prisha is saying.
Especially if
it's
Chol with
Tzarachatim. Right. Right. He doesn't discuss Maisa. How does he take care of that problem? So Tzarachatim, Maisa, you're not going to have a Mirsos. Right. Unless the Prisha Taka held that it's never talking about a case of Chol with Tzarachatim.
No, but
Right. So maybe this is really what you're bavarning is really what the Chazinish asked. The Chazinish asked that even if it's not going to be nichal on the gzera of Chalav Akum, but why is it not part of the gzera? We saw in the beginning 2 weeks ago. We saw that if a goy has chalav shayisol niska biyad goy, then there's always an iser on that milk without a simen because it's scared the goy is going to mix it in. So good. So let's say he took care of the problem that Yoshe Mimachutz makes it that we know that there's no David Tameh Be'ejoy. But he says, the Chayyah, how do we take care of the halacha every time that when a guy is holding milk of a yid, then Lamai said the Isser. And the Chazinish Ad Kedei Kach that wants to say that even the Ritvas, we spoke about it last week, the Ritvas brings down that Yesh Oimrim, that the word Shita said held, that if you have no Davar Tameh Be'ejoy, the Ritvas says, then you don't have to worry about anything. You don't even need a yid sitting outside. If we knew it was hooks like this farm had no trade for animals, you don't even need a yid sitting there. So the Ritvas, the Mordechai brings down the L'chir, it's shver to say like that, and he said, Avada, you need someone sitting there. So, Zak, the Chazinish, that maybe they're not really be arguing on each other, just the Mordechai always had another problem, that good that there's no chash of milking a tray for cow, but anytime you give over a bottle of milk to a guy, you always have a problem. Anytime you give a bottle of milk to a guy, you always have a problem. So that's what he wants to say, that maybe that's why the Mordechai says you still need someone yoshev in order to take care of that problem of a guy mixing in other milk. The Shach brings down, the Ramah really brings this down. The Ramah says that there was a minig, the Shainim bring it down, Rabbi in Paris, that you shouldn't use the Goyisha a milking kli because maybe the Goy has milk inside. Now the Ramah says it's only a chumrah. The Rishonim, when they bring it down, it doesn't sound like it's. They say besides for not using the thing, the pot, but a vado, the shach holds like that la halacha. They have to check out the pot before you start milking. Why? Because maybe there's milk in there of treif milk, and now you're gonna vayter there have a chash of chalavakim, even though there's no treif animals on the farm. But lemaisa, there's always gonna be maybe there's milk in the pot, and now that there's milk in the pot, so then lechayre is vayter gonna be of a pram of chalavakim. Now, how much milk are we worried about that's gonna be in the pot? We're worried that there's gonna be a chash iser derabanan, or Abada, even on the sand that there's milk in the pot, Abada, it's only a drop, and Mamela is going to be a bit of a shishim. So you could say that, and Chanami, that there's a real chashash, but the other Achenim say that no, using a Gaisha pot, Abada, you don't have to be chashish, and it's fine. So, the Shailas is this Shaila Machlikis of how much milk we're worried about, or is this a shaila in the gather of chalavata? Meaning, what?
The shah said that if you give milk to a guy, the question is how much will the milk save him? It's only a problem if he mixes them enough to find him about the bread.
No, no, but the shah said over here that you can't use, if you don't check out the kli that a guy is bringing in before he starts milking, the shah said you can't use it. Yeah. The shah said that even with the oven, you can't use that milk anymore.
Why is it worse than the kli of the milk that I gave to the guy without a shield and he put in?
No, because there you know you gave him the milk. There you gave him milk. Over here the question is you just have an empty pot. I'm saying the guy's bringing a pot. We don't know what's inside the pot.
But everything that's going into the pot is milking from kosher animals.
Right.
The only shayla is maybe it was a little bit before. So by the time the pot is full, it's only, you know, like if there isn't a chash that is right, why is it different than the milk?
Right. So what do you want to say? The sheet that said hold, they can't use this pot that has milk in it. What's the chash? The chash is the guy's bringing in a half a bottle of milk in his thing and you're milking into that? Or the shach held that as long as
maybe the pot itself becomes the problem.
Why?
It's warm over twice.
No, so the shach says it's a dove that's not charif and it's a dove that's cold. But I think, I'm just clarifying that maybe these rishonim held that the shayla is what went to the gzera of chalavakim. Meaning, called man that the whole yisoid of chalavakim is that there's a chash haruvis. So called man, you did not create a matter where there's no chash haruvis, even though this haruvis might be mamash amashu, but they held that if it's still a matter where we have a chash haruvis, that was already nicha on the gzera of chalavakim.
With the rice, you could say it's bottle.
Yeah, rather with the rice, you could say it's bottle. I mean, even by every chalavakum, kapshute, the way that Achrenim want to say that it's only shash terabana. That's zikr a bit of chai betray.
And it was hacker pas bittel if the thing is, here it's usually bittel when you pour in.
I hear. So you're saying maybe because tipa that falls in doesn't lie out a bit of. I hear. But the kapshute, you're milking a lot coming out at one time. It's the only mamish one drop. Okay, so that's the yisoid of the shach. They can't say that's the shach. Why the shach held that kol man that we don't see inside the pot, the shach held that be'etem you still have the gzera of chalavakum lefanei. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole tshuva of Ramesha. I'm saying this is a very famous yisoid that Ramesha had a heter. Ramesha said that once you create a mirsos, that means the Gemara says that if you saw the Eyu, even if he doesn't see the whole thing, if he creates a Mirsus, it's going to be Mutter. Now the question is, does that Mirsus have to be created by a Yid? Or Yisrael Eyu, as long as it means that we know, we have the idea, the Yid has the idea that's not Chalavakum, that was not Nichal in the Gzer of Chalavakum. So Moshe understands that the Yisrael of Yisrael Eyu doesn't mean that the Yid has to see it. It's not a din that a Yid has to see it and the Yid has to create a mirsos. The point is that Yisrael Re'eu means that a Yid has the idea. It's a milk that a Yid has the idea on it that's not chalav, that wasn't mixed in, there was no chash tarubis. So therefore Moshe says that nowadays, because there are regulations to the milking process. So therefore, it creates a mirsus and the yid has yid. I mean, one could have said that no, that the ma'isa we can't be mechadish more than Chazal said, and we balance the Gemara and Chazal say Yisrael Yehu. That means that there has to be some involvement of a yid. So therefore, it has to be that the yid is creating the mirsus. But Rav Moshe did not go like that. Other people, he brings down over here in the booklet. They bring down from the Chuvas van Haggis from Rav Moshe Sternbach that he said that Kva Yidua that Dibei Chazal when they made a gzera, there was a lot of things that we don't realize the reason for. And he said that Rav Chaim Sanzer said Shekabal biyadi ish mipi ish shelo takana keduma, and not only because of the chashash of chalav tamid. That's what Rav Chaim Sanzer said. And l'chayr, that's the makkah that you see that chassidim are so extra makbid on chalav akum. It could be it's based on this iser that maybe we saw last and 2 weeks ago the Sefer Zecharias brings down that was a chashash of iser chasnos. So it's a chasnos, so maybe you could say that you have to have some involvement of the yid. The yid is the one who's creating it, the heter. Not alone that the mirsus from the Gaya, maybe that wouldn't be enough. So therefore, that's why they're very makbid. And he says also that the Rashab from Lubavitch also said that someone who drinks it, Mamash Pagan the Nefesh, Dachapanim, that just seems to the other side of the coin, why people were very makbid on Chalav Akum. Now interesting, you look in the booklet, he brings down a very interesting story, Dr. Shulchan brings down, that people shouldn't be mekel. He was going like the people want to be mekel like the Pri Chadash. That the Pri Chadash said, we saw it last time, that if there's no chash davatame, meaning in the whole area there's no trade for animals, then you can be mekel on Chalav Akum. So the Chashulchan brings down a story that two people came to him, two Baalbatim came to him, and they used to always travel to places where there's no trade for animals. And they were mekel like this Pri Chadash, and they bought milk from a store across the street, they said from their hotel. And he said one time they were wondering, it was called smetana, it was like the fat milk, and they were always wondering how this small little convenience store, anytime they walked in, he always had enough smetana for them. So they finally asked him one time, and he said, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I buy fat from the farm next door, and from the, you know, the butcher shop, and he said, if you mix in a little milk and you cook it up with this fat, you always could create very good smetana. So Achshulchan, he said, you see how vayit divrei chazal means the pshat is someone who doesn't chayshish for divrei chazal, he can mamash not be over on just chalav akum, mamash chayfus and avelus. So he said how much a person has to be medactic, and he said befrat in America, he writes over there, he says in the early 1900s, he said in America a lot of the milk came from pigs. That's what Achshulchan writes. But Akapanim, this is said Ramesha. Ramesha says if you create a mirsus, then that is fine. Now, before we get to Amar and Shaila in the Chuvas Ramesha, but Ramesha Lane, people wrote him a letter and they asked, so that's very good on the big farms. So what happens is a lot of times the bigger farms, they contract out and they buy from a lot of little farms. If they're missing the amount of milk they need, they buy from little farms. And they ask Rav Moshe that those little farms are problematic because L'chayra over there is not a real mirsus. So Rav Moshe says maybe there is a mirsus because even the big farms, they don't want to get, they're very macro who they buy from because they don't want to get have problems. Then Rav Moshe tells us a very big chiddush, which is negeh the sugya of Chalav Akum. Very big chiddush. Rav Moshe declares, when is a chal on the milk the iser of chalav akum? Let's say a guy, is it only when the guy is giving over the milk to the yid, or is it as soon as the guy milks his cow, it's already chal on that milk a din chalav akum? That's what Moshe is masapik about. Is a chal as soon as the guy milks the cow, means it's not in the gear because the yid didn't buy yet, but the yisoid, is that already chal on it the iser of chalav akum? Or maybe the whole Issa Chalav Akum is only milk that a guy gives over to the yid. When he's giving it over to the yid, that's when it's chal on it, the Shem Chalav Akum. So Moshe wants to say, over here, this would be the Nafkamina, because who is buying the milks from the small farms? It's the big farms. So Dr. Moshe, So when the chat on when by the small farmer.
There's no svar of mitzvah for
myself. Right, but what? So
there's no mitzvah on it.
Right, so I hear you asking. You're asking, the mitzvah, but he's saying is, but by the time it gets to the big farm, it's mixed in the regular milk. So once it's mixed in the regular milk, the milk
that,
I hear, but the milk that the goy, that the yid getting from the goy, can't be chal on Hashem Chalavakim. Because on the goy's milk, that's.
Do you mean mitzvah to me?
Yeah. That's a Moshe's Kiddush.
You mean the Shishim, the small farm, that's thin, but then you mean Shishim against. The whole quantity of milk that he bought.
I
understand. What's the difference between the big farm
and
small farm?
It
still
doesn't
get.
It's
not so regular.
No, but the yid get when it gets to the yid's hand, he's just buying the milk from the big farm. So I guess on the big farm, the amount they're getting milk from the small farm is less. It's not, that milk doesn't have a shem chal vakum because it was bought by the guy. With the guy, the big farmers are the guy, right? They're buying it from the small farm.
They're buying a
tarif. Right,
they're buying tarif.
Right.
And that might be a small quantity that
doesn't have bittles? So, no, the question is like this. So they have, oh, you're saying is even without Ramesh's hatter, I hear what you're bothered by. You're bothered by even without Ramesh's hatter, on that milk you always have a bittle.
I'm just not copying what he's trying
no,
to
say. No, he's trying to say that maybe on the chalav of a, even the chalav from a big farm is still called chalav akum, because the chash tarif. Because they're not only buying it. That it's not only their milk, it's other guys' milk.
The big farm are not chayshid?
The big farms are not chayshid.
They're regulated.
They're regulated.
Right, the big farm?
What?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when the big farm buys from the small farm, he's afraid that he's going to mess up his
farm. Right, that's Ramesh's other hatter. Right, that's Ramesh's other hatter. Yeah. Ramesh's other hatter is...
Therefore, he has to be versed.
Right.
He has to make sure that the supplier is a good supplier.
It's also another factor that you don't enact the bittul until it's negel.
Oh, so that's another kasha, right? That's another shayla. That's what I had shver also. No, it's just not a shem bittul if there's no iser on the small milk because.
No, but we don't go for
bittul.
No, the iser is only chal later, so I don't know if the chal says bittul. Yeah. Okay, but ma'isa. So just based on what you say, Ramesha, that he brought a beautiful dach, we saw over that the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rishonim. That some, the Rishonim write that some people held that the only time you drink milk that aser is only. So look in Lashon Beis Yosef. I don't know if you have it here. Yeah, and if you look on page Chet, the Beis Yosef brings down from the smack. So the Beis Yosef brings down from the smack that there were some people that they held that when they're goyish a house and they go to the fridge of a goy, they're allowed to drink the milk of a goy. So the question is, what was it sad that you could go drink milk by a guy in a guy's house? If there was a gzeiros chalav akum, what should be the chiluk? So Moshe wants to say that maybe on this type of milk there was never chal the shem chalav akum. Chalav akum is only when the guy gives the milk to the yid. The question is, what defines giving it to the yid? If I'm drinking in the guy's house, what? No, the Torah is chaydik on this. Everyone's chaydik on this. The smack says it was some people held those mota. So Moshe just says that the gather was that they held that we bound it still by the guy, and he says Yimadayik in the lashon of the smack, no one had a minig to take home a bottle of milk from the guy's house. The minig was that they would eat by the guy when they were staying by the guy. They would use the guy's milk. So Moshe says because then it wasn't chal shem chalavata. But. Yeah, this is one of the rights.
Is this even Tommy Badger?
We don't. This isn't even Tommy Badger. It's not Chal Shem Chal Vakum.
Yeah, but why don't you tackle words?
No, because it's only this is Rabbanu.
Yeah, but
it's not Chal Shem
Chal Vakum. Yeah, cool. But why don't you tackle words? It's Tommy there.
I hear you want to know what yeah.
Chacham,
what was Nichan Gzeirus Chadam? What? And hand it over to the Yid. Yeah, it was milk for the Yid to give it to the Yid.
What?
What?
There's a reason for you. It's sitting outside. It's a real topic. It just came from Trace.
So you want to know why it's worse than Simon. That's a good child. That's a good child. Why is it worse than giving over milk for Yadiga? Okay. But on Kapanim, the side of Moshe's hat there, so there seems to be a tremendous Chalukah Deis in the Welt. Where did Moshe say his hat there? Because obviously Moshe only said his hat there basically in America. They say B'shaim the Chazanish also had such a hatter, but also, the Chazanish writes in Sefer such a hatter, but if you look, the way the Stifler says it, and Rav Moshe Salvechik said that he spoke to the Chazanish about it, and he asked the Chazanish, and the Chazanish said, oh, soon they're going to say that it was a matter Eishes Ish. You see how Chazanish viewed Divrei Chazal. And the Chazanish said, I would never say that you could rely on government regulations only b'shas chagadol l'chalashim, to people that are very weak. And that's what the disciples said, that during World War II, there were times very hard to get milk. And he said, because there was regulations on the milk, the Chazanish was matter it to cholim to have this. But zichron in the Chazanish, the way the Chazanish, the people who quote the Chazanish, and they say they ask the Chazanish directly, he also said he was never really coming to be mekel, only ma'am b'shas chagadol. In Rav Moshe himself, there seems to be Chalukah Deis. If you look through the Tshuvos, Rav Moshe sounds like his lashon is Yesh Makom L'Hakel Ein Limchis B'Yadam Akilim. But Dovi Tzoratzin is telling me that in Rav Moshe's family, Rav David himself, he held that his father, Rav Moshe, held that it's Emes Apsak L'Chadchila. You don't have to be Machmer saying a Vader, you're Baal Nefesh. But we're talking about, is there a Shtarik Amakim to be Machmer? What? I think so. So now, Lamaita. Yesh Kamakan. There are some people that hold that after Moshe held his mom shalat chila. Other people believe that it was only b'diavad shanat tzadchak. So therefore, it comes to candies, ice cream, and nash. Kavi, they should. Now, Rav Moshe writes to yeshivas. Rav Moshe did say right. There's a truth after Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that yeshiva becomes the place of chinuch. So they have to build in this idea, this concept of chalav akum that people should know because it's a special heter in America. Simply said, yeshivas, which is a place of chinuch, he said, money is not an issue when it comes to chinuch. Rav Moshe writes to a tshuva to someone in Toronto, and therefore you have to be mechanech on the best life, and maybe that's pretty passive. Maybe Rav Moshe is writing to chedarim. but therefore, Rav Moshe says that you should try, that he's writing to this yeshiva that you should. Now, nowadays, comes up a new shayla. This is what the OU put out a few years ago, that l'chayr nowadays there are two new shaylas that developed. There's one shayla with treif animals, that nowadays they do more operations on the cows, on the stomach, so the chash treifos. So that, there's a whole velt tumult, do we have to be chayish for the treifos or not? Or is it more than shishim, so maybe you don't have to be chayish for treifos. So that's one thing to keep in mind, that maybe there's a makin to...
That's a
No, but Chal Yisrael, yeah. Okay, they officially don't even use those cows. No, they do procedures. They do stomach procedures. They do injections and procedures on the stomach. That yeah, no, because they have a problem. There's a treifus problem. There's a chaylum in the stomach. They develop ear bubbles and things. So.
Is
the hem
is a
trefa?
Why?
Because they have the chash trefas on certain animals that on the regular farms they do operations on to take care of that problem.
So they fix the tarp?
Yeah.
No.
No, it causes
no.
The operation causes the tarp. It causes
the
tarp.
They cut into the stomach to fix the gas. It's ingrained and it bubbles the stomach.
Cutting a lot of the time.
Not that it's happening, use it.
Now, Rabelski says.
Supposedly, that and they're not being used when they.
Supposedly, right. Okay. So Rabelski said, I think that nowadays they said that Rabelski have a bit of b'shishim, so you could be
mad.
The milk that's coming from the chash traces. Now there's another issue which they write is that nowadays even the regulator, the people that are checking out, they're not checking anymore the milk. They're not testing the milk to make sure that the milk. I mean, there's two things. There's a place where they milk the cows. They load up these trucks with the milk and then they send the milk to the bottom companies. Now the FDA is testing the milk when it's coming in to make sure that there's not too much bacteria in the milk. But the question is, are they still, so they're only testing the milk, but they're not testing the milk to see if there's other types of milk mixed in. So this, a lot of people, I think Chassidus Rabbanan of Taliban, I don't know, someone sent me the whole back and forth of the emails between the Rabbanim and people who work for the government. And they're right, they're not really testing that. So the question is, do the farmers lose the mirsas?
I mean, they used to, now they don't anymore?
Right.
Is it used still?
I don't know. This is their research. They're asking them, do they test any of the milk coming in for mixing of trace milk? So they say they don't test it. But the OU put out that Lamaisa, they did their own research. And so good, they're not testing it by the time it gets to the bottling plant. But they said there's tremendous regulations on the farm itself. That if you are a dairy farm, they test 2-3 times a year and get in a lot of trouble if there's any trace animals found on the farm. Any non-cows that are found on the farm, there's heavy regulations on the farmers themselves. So therefore, Belsky wanted to say that Lamaisa, still, even if you don't have the mirsos in the bottling plant, but you have the mirsos by the milking itself. So he wanted to say that it could be it's even a better heter, maybe than a Moshe, because sometimes, maybe after the same Mechon Ramosha's din, he wants to make chesed, that maybe Ramosha's sack that's based on Baliyag Yisrael, so if there's time that they switch in between, the mice, even in the farm, maybe they used to be scared that there's less regulation, but upon now, B'shat Chaliva, there's tremendous regulation, so therefore, it could be Mekel. Now, this is a fear ice, because next week we can start Pat Akum. There's another shy about dairy equipment. Their equipment, they use, it's just equipment, but the thing itself is about, they don't use any chalav akum, even Ramesh is chalav akum. So there, Shlomo Miller wanted to say that even if you say that you don't want to be same with Ramesh, but for DE, he says you could. Other people want to say no, that because you have the chash chafos, maybe nowadays it's even worse. But I think with Shlomo Miller, I saw someone sent me from the Kail in Toronto. They said over here that Rav Shlomo wanted to say that you balance your hair. First of all, you have the pri chadash, and even blius. There are many paiskim that are chaylik. The blius of chalav akum is not aser. So therefore, he says that avada on de, you can be semich to eat it.